Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, the month of September brings about the return of a lot of routines and maybe even the start of some new ones. And one organisation that is leaning into this is Childline with their September Sea Swim Challenge, which is raising vital funds for their services. And here to tell us all about it is Hannah Cullen of Childline. Hannah, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us on.
I'm so delighted to have you here. I feel like Childline is kind of one of the organisations that we hear of all the time, we might know a little bit about, but just tell us about what it is that you do, the work and the services that you provide.
So Childline is best known for being a 24/7 listening service for children and young people around Ireland, mm-hmm. but we actually offer a whole load of other services. We obviously have the phone lines and the online chat service, which young people and children can get in touch with for any reason at any time. We're open every single day of the year, even on Christmas Day. So wow. It's really a great service there to support young people. We also offer services such as Smart Moves, digital mental health and wellbeing. We have a parenting hub and helpline, and there's so much more. So if people want to find out more about what we do, they can go onto ispcc.ie. Or if a young person in Ireland wants to get in touch with us, they can also go to childline.ie to find out more.
Amazing. So there's so much on offer. Obviously, a very big part of making sure that those services are available is the fundraising behind it as well. And that is where the September Sea Swim Challenge comes into it. So this is something that I took part in last year. I'm also taking part in it again this year because I enjoyed it so much. But tell us what the Sea Swim Challenge is all about.
So last year we answered approximately 100,000 calls and web chats. And so 70% of the funding that we need comes from public donations. And so any donations, big or small, really makes a huge difference. And the September Sea Swim Challenge is really important to us because of this. And so the September Sea Swim Challenge consists of doing 10 sea swims in the month of September. It's a really brilliant way to move your body and it's a great way to boost your mental health, mm-hmm. while also raising money for a really important cause.
Okay, so can anybody sign up for the challenge? And for anyone that does sign up for the challenge, what is required of them? I know you said 10 sea swims, but can they be anywhere at any time?
Yeah, so it's 10 sea swims or dips. It really doesn't have to be a long swim. I know some people aren't that comfortable in the cold water. So it's just a dip. And if you don't live near the sea, you can go to any open water. So if you live near a lake, that's absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's a really lovely way to kind of get involved in raising money and also doing something really good for yourself. So it's a win-win.
And that is what I found of it last year when I did it. And I would have done a lot of the swims kind of myself, but obviously I'm sure you can get, you know, your friends involved or family members as well. For people who are interested in maybe giving this a go this month, like you said, it's only 10 sea swims, so it's not, you know, anything major to kind of commit to, but you're doing a really good cause as well. Where can they sign themselves up?
So you can go to septemberseaswim.com, and when you sign up, you also get a really lovely fundraising pack.
Oh.
And you'll be in with the chance of winning a shorty wetsuit from the original Lobster Company. And then also if you head to the Childline Instagram account, which is Childline by ISPCC, you can see we've had some special guests on doing the swims with us. We've had Leanne on.
I've done it.
We've had Amble. We've had Lara O'Byrne, who's a heptathlete for Team Ireland. We've mm-hmm. had Alison Keating, who's also known as the practical psychologist. So we've had amazing guests on, and so you can also go and check that out and maybe have some inspiration for going out for your swims.
100%, because I think sometimes you have to think about doing these things before you kind of commit to it. So it is a lot of fun, like from somebody like me who has done it last year, has signed up already to do it again this year. For someone who maybe doesn't have a lot of availability maybe this month, there are things going on and they know that they maybe can't commit to it this year, where can they, I suppose, support the people who are, where can they donate?
So you can donate on septemberseaswim.com as well. And then anyone taking part in the challenge will have their own donation link. So you can go and sign, or you can go and donate at their own page if they want to share the link with you.
Amazing.
At septemberseaswim.com.
Amazing. Hannah Cullen, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us here on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. Dublin Delish. 98FM.
Well, it is that time of a Tuesday, and the perfect time, I would say, as well, because it is coming up to lunchtime when you start to think think about food a lot. Enter producer Russell.
Hello.
For Dublin Delish.
Do you know, I don't actually think you need to introduce me anymore because I think my stomach rumbles that happen around this time should be signal enough that I've entered the room.
As in that you can hear the stomach rumbles?
Yeah, we had the whole conversation yesterday. I was craving a bambino. I just had a serious craving for a bambino and you left the office just before me and you were like, if there's a queue, I'll tell you. There was no queue. I've never run so fast in my life.
I was like, Russell, you're safe to go.
Hot pep and hot honey and I was a happy boy.
But was it worth it?
It was so worth it. Okay. It was so worth it.
We're not talking about bambino though today,
we're
are we?
Not. No, we're actually going to be talking about something completely different. Oh. We're going for a Chinese. We are going for a very special Chinese. Are you familiar with Hang Dai on Camden Street?
Yes, I am. Only by its name, I've never actually been, and only by its recommendations as well. People love it.
It is a great place to go for like a sit-down Chinese meal that has a lot of vibes. You know, you've got, it's kind of designed like train carriages inside that you can go and sit in these booths, and on evenings, Fridays and Saturdays, they have DJs playing. It's a really proper party vibe
kind of
place with some epic food. Flashback to 2020 rather, and the pandemic, and lots of places were doing takeaways, meal kits and everything like that. Hang Dai reinvented themselves and had a hatch at the street there in Camden Street called Hawker.
Okay.
And they were doing a lot more street food vibes as opposed to big dishes and sharing plates and whatever. And they had certain dishes such as cheeseburger spring rolls, which every time I say the words, my mouth just salivates over.
Cheeseburger spring rolls.
So if you imagine like a Big Mac into a spring roll type of vibe,
stop
that. It's absolutely epic. They had a different... steamed buns, so like char siu buns, you know, like pork buns are steamed and they're all really moist and gorgeous. And loads of other things, skewers with the satay sauces, Iberico pork, was that beautiful pork that you get in Spain, in northern Spain in particular. All of those things. They've been hanging on to this idea for a couple of years now and they finally have decided to open it up in Rathmines. It's on Rathgar Road as a standalone takeaway, beautifully fitted out, but it is all about just going in, picking up or getting for a delivery if you're in the area.
Of the same name?
Called Hawker instead of Hang Dai. Yes,
okay.
yes. It's a nice little tribute to it.
Yeah.
So I've given you the menu there. Have a little browse there. It's a really extensive one. Now you are talking, it is a bit pricier than a standard Chinese. I will add that. But this is a special occasion kind of thing.
Special occasion Chinese.
Yes.
And again, it is one of those things where it's nice to sit in a restaurant sometimes, but it's also nice to take it home.
Like Traitors, I had this.
I feel like, you know, the fancy restaurant kind of vibe. You're bringing it into your house instead.
Exactly. So I had this for the Traitors on Sunday night and it was absolutely amazing. And they do spice boxes and stuff like that with katsu breaded chicken and skin on fries. They do the usual things like soups, like your chicken and sweet corn soups. There's a lot of your favourites there as well as some of these funner things. Mm. One of their other signatures, and if you've ever been to Taste of Dublin, you may have tried their prawn toast, which is made with on sourdough. It is the chunkiest prawns possible. Ooh. Proper amazing flavor on a big thick slab of bread. Really incredible stuff. I always tell people about Hang Dai, and this place is no different, for veggies. It is one of the best places to go for vegetarian and vegan food if you want something that's a bit more exciting, because there's so much variety.
I am looking at this vegetarian section on the menu now. It's probably the most extensive I've ever seen on a menu.
It's really impressive. There's a tofu spice box there, which is great to see because, of course, people would love a spice bag, but they can't get it. And more places are doing tofu spice bags. The dish that I absolutely blew me away is the mapo tofu with shiitake mushrooms. So normally mapo tofu is like an aubergine and pork dish that's quite spicy with lumps of tofu in it that are really silky smooth.
Yeah.
They've replaced the pork with the shiitake mushrooms, which I would eat bucket loads of.
And just to clarify, Russell, you're not a vegetarian.
I'm not a vegetarian by any stretch of the imagination. I'm actually
this.
So far beyond the vegetarian. All I eat is meat and I don't eat veggies, you know. But on this occasion, I decided to have this.
But you're into this.
But this is, I when I see like things like mushrooms and stuff, I'm all over them. So that's a really great one. You are talking like 14, 15 quid maybe for the mains, but they are good quality, great ingredients.
Yeah.
And a bit of inventiveness as well.
They also have junior meals as well for the kiddos, if you're interested.
And that family meal.
And that family meal as
well. Yes. And I was very intrigued by myself at the dessert of the icebergers. I was like, is this like, you know, is this like some sort of like Hang Dai version of an iceberger?
Yeah.
It isn't. It's a box of
icebergs.
Of icebergs. And they're one of the greatest ice creams ever. A perfect little way to end your meal, I guess, as well. So
sounds stunning. Dim sum they have. They've wok dishes, soups, vegetarian option, like we've mentioned as well, an extensive list there. So really something for everyone. And like we say, it is a Chinese, but it's a fancy Chinese that you want to bring home with you.
Absolutely.
And still eating your cozies.
Exactly. And they even have like a coated buff. So if you're feeling really bougie and you want a really big, thick steak with all the Chinese kind of staples along the side of it, you know, your green beans and whatnot, you can go for it. There will be a video on 98FM's Instagram and TikTok this afternoon. And just again, that is Hawker, which is on Rathgar Road in Rathmines.
Amazing.
And that's Dublin Delish.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.